Hello and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases Podcast. Today, we'll be discussing Farmer v. Brennan. But first, let's revisit the concept of deliberate indifference, a term that emerged from the 1976 ruling of Estelle v. Gamble. And for more detail, please listen to our podcast about that ruling. Deliberate indifference was a higher standard than negligence, but in the cases that followed Estelle v. Gamble, knowledge of risk was not required to establish deliberate indifference. That brings us to Farmer v. Brennan, which addressed this issue, and it was decided by the United States Supreme Court in 1994. The question before the court was, must a prison official have knowledge of risk to meet the deliberate indifference standard? The facts of the case were, in 1986, Miss D. Farmer was convicted of credit card fraud and sentenced to a federal prison at 18 years old. Miss Farmer was a male-to-female transgender woman, feminine-presenting, serving her sentence in a men's correctional facility. In 1989, Miss Farmer was transferred to a higher-security correctional facility and housed in the general population, where within 2 weeks, she was beaten and raped in her cell by a male inmate. Miss Farmer brought a civil suit against multiple prison officials, claiming that the prison officials were deliberately indifferent to her risk of attack as a transgender woman. The United States District Court granted summary judgment to the prison officials, reasoning that because the prison officials had no knowledge of the potential danger, there was no deliberate indifference. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed, and the U.S. Supreme Court granted cert because different appellate courts had used different tests to determine deliberate indifference. Appellate courts often equated deliberate indifference to recklessness, which had two definitions in common law. Civil law defined recklessness as a failure to act in the face of, quote, very substantial, unjustifiable risk of harm that is so obvious that it should be known, aka an objective standard. Criminal law defined recklessness as disregarding a, quote, substantial unjustifiable risk of harm of which the individual is aware, aka the subjective standard. The difference here being between actual awareness and knowledge versus some implied awareness and knowledge. The United States Supreme Court held that the mens rea for deliberate indifference required that a prison official be aware of a substantial risk of serious harm, and that they disregard that risk by failing to take reasonable measures to abate it. The official must both be aware of facts from which the inference could be drawn that substantial risk of serious harm exists, and this is emphasized, they must also draw the inference. It is not enough that the inference can be drawn, but they must also draw it. This established the subjective standard as the test for deliberate indifference. The court reasoned that the Eighth Amendment outlawed cruel and unusual punishments, not cruel and unusual conditions, and they remanded the case back to the district court to review using this new test for DI. In summary, the 1994 case of Farmer v. Brennan established that the test of mens rea in determining deliberate indifference adhered to the standard for criminal recklessness, or the subjective standard. This requires that a prison official must possess actual knowledge of the risk of harm to an inmate and fail to take reasonable measures to protect that inmate to qualify as cruel and unusual punishment.